Good morning, students. It's the R School Morning News with the R School Morning News Team. Griff Mavis. Bats Batterman. Todd Perkles. And Leanne Finger.
Good morning, student body. I'm Todd Perkles.
Let's start our Tuesday morning with some hard-hitting facts.
The girls' bathroom line is set at all-time high as they prepare for...
Mike, who wants to watch this fat girl and this fucking suit-wearing tool report corn dog news?
Not me.
Yeah.
But here we are.
And now for today's top seven.
Better than class, though.
...has the controversial and historically overrated novel, The Catcher in the Rye.
It's been a while since I've read a book.
Yeah, me too. But this one is actually good, because it's about someone who... This character, Holden Caulfield,
okay.
He's just like us. Like, he hates school, he thinks it's bullshit, but unlike us, he actually does something about it.
We sent our school news team into the field to see what the students have to say.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be on the final, so... I don't really care.
I'm sure she speaks for the entire student body.
Dude, I hate school. Like, I hate it.
Yeah, man.
With a burning passion.
School sucks dick, dude.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I don't understand why these two kids get to do the news.
Hey! Stop and say the pledge.
What?
Stop and say the pledge.
One boner, under boners,
and liberty and boners,
liberty and boners
for all.
Amen.
I just wanted to thank every single one of you for real, real hard work and dedication, being focused every day. Really, really appreciate it. You have to understand that Romeo and Juliet is one of the greatest love stories ever written, and I've got something really interesting to tell you. I think we've been led astray. I think that I've paid great homage to William. We have a new ending for Romeo and Juliet, that's right. Oh. And I think you're going to be pleasantly pleased. So I'm going to pass out these sides, and if we can run through,
I'll help you pass them out.
Could somebody help me?
I can help
could
you.
Could someone I'll pass
you.
Somebody?
I'll help you.
Somebody? Somebody?
I'll help you pass them out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to need Romeo and Juliet up on the stage right away.
That's
so
me.
So we could run through this.
Good morning. Today we are going to do a little something different. We are no longer going to be reading The Catcher in the Rye and move on to our next novel, which will be Moby Dick. I will pass this, and I would like for each of you to put your copies in this box. Okay. Thank you. Yes, Andrew?
Is that recycling then?
I don't think so. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, it is.
Are you throwing them away?
You'll all enjoy Moby Dick. It's a story of a seaman and a sperm whale. It's quite delightful. And thank you. Thank you. And your book, please. Right.
I left it at home.
Pardon?
I left it at home.
But Andrew, I saw it in your hand. You had it earlier. Andrew, let me have your book.
And this is just another
book. I need to collect all the books, Andrew. This is a notice that's come down from the board of directors. The board.
I don't know who that is.
They are the people who run the school and make the decisions for the school.
Where are they? Show me.
They are business people.
Can I talk
and
to them?
They are elsewhere.
Miss Niffle, I cannot. I will not do this. I'm not going to.
This. Give me the book.
Miss Niffle?
No. Board of directors has
been brainwashed. You have been brainwashed.
I have.
The corporations have brainwashed you.
Andrew.
So I'm not going to listen to you. I respect you as an individual, but
Andrew,
I'm going to take this book.
Give me that book.
Miss Niffle?
Give it to me right now.
Miss Niffle, please don't touch me.
I will not touch you. I realize that's against the rules.
I would like very much to walk out of the room in protest of this.
Wait, give me that book.
Quiet protest. I'm going to walk out in protest. I'm walking out. Everyone's going to walk with me. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Jump up.
All of you hold your seats. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Don't listen to her, guys.
Right.
Mind, she's controlling...
Andrew.
The corporations are controlling her mind. This is a good book.
Give me
it's
that
a good book. No.
Andrew, get out of here.
No.
Leave this room. Now.
You guys are cowards. Every single one of you.
So once everybody tells us what they're afraid of, is it war? Is it the needless death of butterflies? We need to say, I acknowledge it. Okay, can we start with you?
Trans fat.
I acknowledge it.
Public schools.
I acknowledge it.
The maid.
I acknowledge it.
Holding your feelings inside.
Oh, that's good. I acknowledge it.
You need to back the fuck off your teacher.
You need to back the fuck off your teacher. That's just weird. Like, I could take her out to a dinner. I could take her and give her champagne. And,
look at me.
And
look
could,
at me, John.
We could stare
look
at each other.
Me.
And...
as a friend, look at me. You are stupid.
My turn. Yeah?
Oh! Well, I was about to do that.
Ow! Okay, all right, guys, stop. Okay, just stop.
The point is,
it's fine.
You're retarded.
I think I'm not going to go to school tomorrow.
You have to go to school.
That's rebellion.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
No, I'm not going
to
go.
You have to.
No. Rebel through disinterest, man. That's what I do.
Awesome.
Look what the school's doing to you, dude.
You slapped me. That's what's doing
it. It's making you want
to
fuck your teacher.
That's gross, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we should fix John by fucking the school. In the ass. Don't think about the metaphor.
I'm trying not
to.
Just roll
with
it. Okay,
okay. Just roll with it.
Are you guys almost done yet?
Presto.
Hey, John, come check this out.
Oh, okay. Oh.
What do you think, dude?
Making statements.
Yeah, dude.
Making some fucking statements. Don't fuck with us. Catching the rye shouldn't be banned.
Look, it's a big black dick jizzing all over the school. Like, it's fucking the school.
That was his contribution.
That's really awesome, guys. You guys are awesome.
Add something.
Do you want to add something?
Wings and eyes, and it's happy. It's an angel watching over everyone.
Looks like a bird. More like a gangel.
It's an angel.
Hey!
What's going on in here?
Whoa.
Are y'all doing the graffiti?
I'm sorry.
I saw you stick something in your pocket against the wall.
Okay.
Against the wall right now. Come on, faster.
Yeah,
chop,
yeah,
chop.
Yeah.
You know these boys?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Everybody in the bathroom against the wall. You know what graffiti means? It means disrespect. It's not about art.
Look, who drew this cute little angel here? That's nice.
I drew the angel.
I got you. Right there.
Can I just start by saying that we didn't do anything, and
nothing.
Then I'll move on to say that none of this is our fault.
Definitely, I didn't do anything.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Now, gentlemen, I have to tell you right off the top, I'm extremely disappointed in your behavior. I really don't have much choice in the matter. You're being suspended for the rest of the week.
Suspended?
I can't get suspended. I'm the lead in the play. Romeo.
That will be taken care of. Your teachers will be informed. Debate is over.
Oh, sir.
Walk courteously and quietly to your lockers. We'll see you on Monday, and this will all blow over.
你學搞乜嘢㗎你老豆鬧下佢啦光線我哋收養你呀真係冇曬面嚟㗎如果你話真係唔收養你呀嘥曬我啲米飯錢唔怪你父母呀唔要你啦你咁樣一個人真係光線點解你唔可以學下你阿妹咁樣啫比較勤力啲讀書留喺屋企唔好成日去party唔好成日搞搞正喺出邊又話好似你個表哥咁樣
你聽唔聽到啊
Hello?
Johnny Cakes, how's it going?
No, this is Mindy. Who's this?
Hi, Mindy. This is Andrew Edwards.
Oh, hi, Andrew. I've been seeing you at our house.
Yeah,
I missed your house. Is John there?
Oh, yeah. Let me tower off real quick and I'll give the phone to him.
Great.
We should hang out sometime soon.
Sure. I'll check my schedule.
Okay.
Pretty busy.
Okay, hold on. John, phone!
Did you hear that?
What?
She needs to go towel off.
So?
She's just wet from the sound of your voice.
Dude, that's not fucking true.
Hello?
Oh, hey, John.
Oh, hey, guys. What's going on?
Listen, dude, we're hitting the road, and you're going to taste pussy for the first time.
Oh. Well, I'm supposed to be grounded, guys. My parents are out of town, but Mindy would not be cool with me leaving.
Fuck that, all right? We're going to go experience the real world.
Holden Caulfield style. It's going to be awesome.
Okay. I could ask her. You know, she'd probably let me go if I took the Wu Family Survival Kit, so...
All right, well, I hope you got several pairs of rubber underwear in there, because our dicks are about to get super wet.
Well, your wish is my command. Toodles.
All right, dude, so you're going to pick me up in like 10?
Yeah, dude. Just got to finish cleaning off my mom's barf, and I'll be right there.
Oh, is she sick?
No, dude.
I'm sorry?
Dude, why are you apologizing? She's drunk. It's a good thing.
All right.
Here we go. Let's do this. Get out of the fucking way, man.
Come, dude. Go,
bitch. Sorry,
bitch.
All right, we're good.
All right.
Don't learn.
Hey. Pretty sweet.
All right, check this out.
I can dig.
Yeah. Oh, sweet home.
This would be great for fucking bitches.
That's what the bed's for.
Just lay them out on here.
Oh, that smells bad in here, guys.
What are you talking about?
Get ready for this to be cummy and bloodstained and all that good shit.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic, dude.
Exactly.
That'll probably make it smell worse if we did that.
Yeah,
right?
But that's not really the...
Hopefully by then we'll all have lost our sense of smell.
Yeah.
Sir? Is it okay if I gotta smoke a fat cig? Thanks. I'm hooked.
You want more?
Yeah, no, totally. You smoke a lot? Yeah, you look like one of us. There you go. Me and my friends got a room. We're just trying to run away from school, so trying to fuck shit up. It's pretty cool.
So, John.
Yeah.
When are you gonna make the moves on that drama teacher?
Well, you know, teacher, soon to be girlfriend.
Look,
she'll be my steady eventually.
She can't be your girlfriend until you fucked her. That's how relationships work. Who can make your genitals tingle with delight? That's what it's about.
I guess that's true.
So, you know, in terms of who's the best at fucking, I'd say it's probably me.
Definitely.
Then Andrew, probably. And then you would be at the bottom.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Right. And you gotta get on that, is what I'm saying. You're running out of time. You know, if you want to be able to impress her, you gotta start busting nuts, man. Left and right.
Oof, that sounds really painful.
Yeah. The pussy's gonna be lower down than you'd expect.
Really?
Not like where your dick is, but like closer to your butthole. Like around the taint area is where the pussy's gonna be. So,
okay.
Now the clitoris is gonna be right around here. It's a little bean shape. It's gonna be a little shape of a little bean. Okay?
Okay.
And what you do is you take this finger, take the middle finger, put it on the clit.
Okay.
All right, and then rub counterclockwise, okay?
Counterclockwise
motion.
Okay.
Miss Mayfield's probably got a real hairy box, so you'll probably be able to get a good stench going. You know, you'll probably be able to detect that pretty early on.
Yeah.
You like a drug addict or what?
What do you got?
Oh, I don't have... I just got Wisconsin Slenders, but I haven't gotten into hard drugs yet, but I'm totally planning on it.
Once you're in, okay, you want to sort of take a grip right at the hips, and then the faster you can go, the better the sex is. And then you go, you know, the widening of the legs helps you get a good deep angle. Get this leg over. That grip like that, okay? And then is your head near my dick?
No, should it be?
Yeah, back up so your head's...
Okay.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, right?
So, aww.
Like, I'm tugging your pussy right now.
Oh, wow.
And you're sucking my dick, yeah,
aww.
Right? And then if you do it right, if you time it right, you
aww.
Know, both your mouths will be full of hot genital juice, you
aww.
Know?
Wow. That's really cool. Thanks, man.
Your eyes move around a lot. That's cool. Listen, me and my friends are looking to get into some hard shit, so... Do you know any hookers?
You know Mike?
Mike? Who's Mike?
Mike.
This is where he stops.
So if you're on your back, and then I'll pay for a second.
Are you Mike?
Hey. I told you, I don't ever want to fucking see you again.
Look.
If you don't disappear, right now, I'm gonna tell Justin you're hiding out.
Oh, God, who's Justin?
Shitbag motel.
Shit!
Hi.
Are you a fucking meth head?
No, I'm not a fucking meth head. I'm just a dude who wants to get some bitches. I need to get a lady of the night for me.
How old are you?
I'm 20, at least. 20.
You got money?
Yeah, of course I have money, dude. I have a lot of money, all right? I have a ton of money.
This is called a cream pie.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the guy shoots his load inside of the girl.
Does that get the girl pregnant?
I mean, maybe, but, you know, once you bounce, it's not really your problem.
This is the cream. Hey, fuckers, you ready to fuck?
Not each
hard?
Other.
You guys got boners?
I mean, I could work one up.
You ready to get one?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a boner now?
Hey.
Wow.
You hard yet?
Yeah.
Hi.
Come on.
I'm getting there.
It's Caramel.
Hey.
Hi.
Caramel, Luke.
Hi.
Hello, Caramel.
Luke.
John. John.
John.
My name's
yeah.
John.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Please take a seat here.
I'm confused. Is it all of you or just him?
Oh, it's just gonna be him, I think. You knew.
Yeah.
Funked?
Oh, yes.
Can you believe it?
No, I really cannot believe it.
Yep.
All right.
He's ready for you.
Teach me everything.
Yeah. Here we go.
Luke.
Dude.
You think we're going to be able to hear him?
This is going to be amazing.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send you today.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Suck my dick. Gosh, she's probably going to scream so freaking loud.
69er up and down. He was telling me about the
69.
He was telling me everything.
Are you not into this?
No,
What do you want me to do? Do you want to fuck me first?
Can we talk, maybe for a little bit first, just...
About what? About what you want to fuck me like?
No.
He was all about... Flick her bean!
Flick her bean, bro!
But make it counterclockwise!
Don't forget!
Look, you seem like a really, nice lady, and, you're very pretty and very attractive. I can't have sex with you right now, in here in this shower.
You don't like showers?
There's a lot of sort of stuff going on that I just am sort of uncomfortable with this whole sex thing. You know, my mom, there's issues there. She drinks all the time. I'm sorry, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but can we just like, can we pretend to have sex? Like make some sounds or something so that they, you know, so they think that I'm, you know.
Doing it or not, man, I can't even. Oh, hey, good money for this.
Here come, off go the pants.
Oh, wow.
Is it pulverizing time?
So wet.
I found out why they call her Caramel, guys.
Oh, my God. Say her name, bitch.
Oh, Caramel.
Say
oh, God.
It.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, bitch. Oh, I'm gonna come.
Thank me.
Oh, I'm gonna come.
Thank me when you come. Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
oh,
do that.
Oh.
Are you guys in love?
Yes. Wait.
What?
Did you come?
Yeah,
okay.
We both did so much.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow. Okay, that was perfect. There are a couple things I'm going to need you to say to them out there. And I'm going to need your panties. Never have I really been this nice to you before.
Wow.
Hey, sir.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
Guys, this girl was, among other things, doing lines of my own shit off of my dick.
That is a powerful image.
Your friend is a cum god. He literally did somersaults inside of me with his dick. Luke, please take these. Take them. It's a gift. I can't wear them anymore. They're completely soaked.
boys. Bye, Lou.
All right, let's go to bed.
Okay.
Dear Father, our Lord in heaven, thank you for your guidance always. But I am in a room with two other boys that might have strayed very far from the path, and maybe me going on this trip, maybe it's for a reason. Maybe I can somehow show them that being loved is much better than pornographic things and the strange stuff that's been going on with them. So please, if you could please be there for all of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yeah, this needs to be cleaned up.
Okay.
But wait, before you do, look at it. What does it say to you?
Nothing, man. This looks like a dumbass drawing some dumbass kids made.
No, okay, fine, look. Okay. This is clearly a gun of some kind.
Uh-huh.
It's a Glock or a 9 Desert Eagle. And these are the bullets.
But these bullets aren't even coming out of the gun, though. Like, where do those even come from?
It's a rain of bullets. It's a metaphor.
Okay.
It's a drawing metaphor.
Okay.
Let me finish.
All right.
This one's missing a leg
because
he's been shot so much.
Right.
And it didn't all come together until I looked what they wrote here. School.
That summed it up for you?
Look at that. School. They're going to shoot the school and all the people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Their eyes are just dead. They're dead from being shot. This stays here.
I don't have to clean this up.
No.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
Dumbass.
It's me. It's Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Charlie.
The school security guard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that.
What can you tell me about the book, Catcher in the Rye?
I know that it was recently banned here.
Everybody knows that.
Okay. Sorry. Let me just do a search here. Okay. Between 1962 and 1981, it was the most censored book in high schools and libraries in the U.S. It inspired several shootings, John Lennon by Mark David Chapman.
Is that all true?
Yes. I'm reading it right now from an accurate source. That's about as much information as I have.
I didn't know what I was dealing with until now. What's your name?
Jamie.
Jamie.
Yes.
Thank you, Jamie.
No problem.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you get finished with work? What time do you get off?
I'm a sophomore in high school.
Okay. So about 3?
Yeah, that's when school lets out.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks for all your help.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you, Jamie.
Yep. Nice meeting you, too.
Charlie.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
and shine, fellow camper.
Looks like you've already risen.
Oh!
Yeah, look at that. Dreaming about Sheila?
I think he is.
I bet. Yeah, looks like it.
No.
You have to get some poon, dude.
I can
pretty quick
that.
By the look of things.
Sure, yeah. That'll.
This is a fuck exploration. All right? We're gonna fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Remember all that shit I taught you? You got the weapon.
Yeah.
Locked and loaded. Right here.
Let's go to war.
Let's make the kill.
Alright, let's do this. Hey, Sheila, what's going on? I'm Romeo. Juliet? Alright. I'm John. I'm so sorry. I went to the wrong apartment. I'm sorry. I'm looking for Sheila Merrifield.
Oh, you just missed her.
Oh man.
Who are you again?
I'm a friend of hers. And
friend.
Yeah. We're friends.
Is she expecting you?
Yeah. Probably. Well, I mean, probably. Most likely.
Well, she's not here, dude.
Okay, I'll wait for her.
Leave her a message.
I'll just wait. I can just wait. She'll be back soon.
She'll go home.
Okay.
Yeah. Get on home.
Okay. All right. I'll go home.
Right. Ooh, now the real question. Do we want some drink?
None of this. This is non-alcoholic. We want to move over to this section. We're going to want something like a Chardonnay or a Sauvignon Blanc.
We could try and steal it.
That's even more illegal.
To steal alcohol?
We could just go to a bar, like tomorrow night or something.
Oh, no, we can't go to a bar, dude. I'm not going to go to a bar.
Dude, why the fuck can't we go into a bar?
I went to a bar, like, recently, and I just got up to the door, right? These two guys come out, and one of them was, like, kind of Cuban, and he had really shitty breath. He smelled like crap. So,
that didn't happen to you. Don't bullshit me.
No, that happened to me, dude. That happened to me.
It didn't happen to you. It happened to Holden Caulfield, a fictional character.
Did you read the book?
Yes, last night I read the whole book.
You read the whole book? You don't like to read.
I saw your pills on the table. I just took my down a bunch of them.
You popped my pills? You popped my Ritalin?
I really couldn't go to sleep, man. Your pills are like fucking crazy. I just read the whole
thing. You're not supposed to take 2 dozen of them.
Well, I didn't know. I just saw him on the table.
That story happened to me, dude.
I know it didn't. I read the book last night. Don't fucking bullshit.
There are plenty of smelly-breathed Cubans out there,
okay?
You've
never been to a bar.
You've
never been to a bar?
I didn't go in, dude. I was outside.
You've never been near a bar.
There are bars near my house. There are bars near your house. Your mom goes all the time.
Hey, fuck you.
Well, don't tell me.
My mom drinks at home.
Oh, there are my keys.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Your name's John, right?
Yes.
You want to come in? It's fucking raining.
Okay. Yeah.
Have a seat. We'll wait for Sheila.
Oh, this is a beautiful place. This is so beautiful. Wow, she's such a good decorator. She's just so great.
It's all Sheila.
Yeah. These are really interesting pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some vacations we've been on.
Oh. You know, there was some homework that I needed to give her, but you know what? I don't even have it.
I think maybe you should leave, dude.
Oh, man. I don't even have the homework.
But look, I'm sorry about the whole thing, that whole argument back there. It's just that It's just that I honestly know nothing about you.
You've never told me anything about, like, your family life, your house. I don't know how many parents you'd have, if you even have parents.
I'm not really, I don't like dwelling on the past. That's all behind me now.
I don't believe that for 1 second. I don't think that's possible.
It seems like such a long time since I've been there.
Okay, you're gonna have to stop fucking being Holden Caulfield.
I'm not Holden Caulfield.
You're talking like Holden Caulfield.
I'm not talking like Holden Caulfield. What are you talking about?
In the beginning of the book, he's like, I don't like to do things, remembering the past, all that shit. That's right how he starts it off, man.
I really fucking wish you hadn't read that book. You're such a dick to read it.
I mean, you don't know one way or another, you know? You can't tell anymore, can you? I mean, I bet you've had your heart broken like thousands of times. I understand. You okay? You gonna be all right? Oh, what is that? Oh, what is that? Oh, yeah.
Oh. So how did even John like the fuck I was giving that
caramel? That was some good shit.
I'm glad you liked it. You know, I really sort of got to know her as a person, you know? I really like her. You know, like somewhere between...
Wait, the whore?
Yeah, caramel. We had like a real nice moment. Just kind of, you know, some like really nice, genuine, you know, eye contact and like sort of a, you know, like a sentimental touch, you know.
You guys have sentimental touches?
Yeah, but I mean, like in between the stuff.
It just sounds a little weird that you're talking, because like, you sound like John.
Well, there's a huge difference between what I'm talking about and what John's talking about with this fucking teacher. Huge difference.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the difference is. You said connection.
Well, no, but John. See, I already fucked her, the prostitute. John's not even. That's John's true. Is a one-way street. Mine's a two-way thing.
He's definitely not gonna fuck her.
No, clearly he's not gonna fuck her. She's a fucking drama teacher.
He must be so fucking beat up right now. He's probably already been rejected.
To life. To life. She was just a lesbian. She was a lesbian. You know what? That guy who broke your heart, he didn't know what a woman you were, okay? And I know that. You are a woman. You are a female who deserves to be treated nicely. We all deserve to be treated nicely, and I deserve to be treated nicely.
You can't even find your mouth. You have so much hair.
Oh, is that?
I found your mouth again. I found your mouth.
Oh!
I know, I bet he'd be like in the middle of the street crying or like pooping his underwear.
I just thought he would be done by now. I thought he would already been rejected.
He's probably going to come out and try and lie about it.
Well, obviously.
He's probably going to come out and be like, yeah, I did it. Like some douche.
Yeah, who the fuck would do that?
He would.
We'll sneak up.
So we'll just shine a light through the window and be like, are you doing it or not? You know, we gotcha.
Because if he is doing it, I want to be able to see. Is that John?
Whoa,
shit.
Whoa.
I got this.
John! John!
Get off my friend, you she-rapist bitch!
What the fuck? Get off!
Fuck, dude. It's okay, man.
What the fuck is that, dude?
I don't know, man.
What the fuck?
No pulse.
No pulse.
Fucking...
No pulse. She's dead, dude.
Wait!
You get back in the car.
Get back in the car, John.
We gotta hurry up. We gotta hurry up.
No, guys.
What?
We gotta put her in here, dude.
Get in the car, dude.
Guys, my DNA. My DNA's in her.
What? What are you talking about, dude? You're fucking babbling. I don't even know.
I was wrong, okay? I was wrong because Sheila was wrong and.
What are you
talking
about? What are you saying?
Well, and she was there for me, and she was a really good listener.
The homeless woman? You fucked a homeless woman?
I'm drunk, okay? I don't know. I don't know what happened.
She didn't rape you?
She wanted me, and I wanted her.
Oh, my God. You fucking killed an innocent woman, dude.
I thought she was raping him.
Yeah, because we love each other now, and she
don't
love her. She's homeless.
You just porked a fucking bindle stick.
Oh,
she was there for me.
Goddamn mind.
I was in love, okay? Who else? She was there, and you guys weren't fucking there. You were never there.
If we were there, would you have fucked us, too? Jesus Christ. Where are you going? Get in the car.
He just mowed down a fucking hobo.
We gotta go, dude.
We can't just leave?
Well, yes, we can. Just leave the car. Leave John, leave the body. It's his fault.
It's my fucking car. I can't just leave it here.
Who cares, dude? Would you rather go to jail?
You'll identify me by the fucking car.
I'm fucking out of here, dude.
Dude, what the fuck? You can't just leave me.
I gotta leave.
No, dude. This was your fucking idea. Get back here. Let me deal with this shit.
This isn't part of the plan.
I don't give a shit. We gotta deal with this now.
Dick!
You son of a bitch. We're starting to like you.
John, why? Why did you fuck a homeless woman?
Just come over here. We'll take her back to the motel. We'll sort our shit out from there.
I'm not crying.
I didn't say you were crying. I don't give a shit if you're crying. I just
makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and
Stop! Oh, thank God.
Holy shit, dude, she's alive.
Oh.
John, it's okay.
John, you fucking
John, you didn't
bitch.
Fucking kill anyone. It's where are you going?
She needs ice.
Shit,
dude, she needs ice.
What
the fuck? You don't have to be a cranky little bitch about it. You should be happy. What the fuck's his problem, God. Dude?
Literally a homeless woman. He actually lost his virginity to a homeless woman.
That's a story I'll tell my grandkids.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean, would you ever
lose your virginity? Are you kidding me?
No.
Lose my virginity, period. Dude, I'm saving myself for college.
Dude, same.
I have morals.
No,
you
I don't.
Lied, dude. You fucking lied to me for years.
You lied to me.
I was never specific. You and lines of shit off your dick.
That's so. Do you think I would actually do that shit? That's disgusting.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Who the fuck would do that?
Who the fuck would come up with that shit?
Dude, I don't fucking know.
You must watch a lot of porn, dude.
Yes, I do. I watch a lot of porn.
It's a problem for you.
Yes, it's kind of a crutch.
I was thinking about everything.
Oh my God!
Yep. That's been going on pretty much nonstop since you left.
Holy shit! Oh my God! Should I?
I mean, go for it. I haven't looked in there.
Oh!
Oh shit, dude!
Oh my God! It smells so bad.
Oh my God, dude! Fuck!
Oh,
no. Oh,
God. Oh God! Please!
Ooh.
Oh God!
Yep.
That's just vomiting. She's just vomiting because she's sick.
She has morning sickness, John.
Ugh,
think
no.
about it. You just had sex with her. Now she's throwing up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
But we don't even know if it's my child.
It's
even if
definitely
she
your
you
child.
You just had sex
Come
with
on,
her.
Dude. It makes sense that the closest
cause
person
and effect,
with.
Dude.
I don't.
You cause, the effect is she's swollen with child.
You're going to want to hold her hair back as she throws them into the toilet. I do it with my mom all the time. It's gonna keep the vomit out of her hair, and she'll really appreciate it in the morning.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dude. That's no, don't apologize, guys. It's a helpful tip.
All right, no, don't vomit there. You're good. Oh, yeah, just let it out. Just let it out. Just go. Just let it out. You got this. Mmm.
That tasted so great. Go to sleep, little darling, go to sleep, little girl, you are my little darling, let me give you a world.
Wake up, John. Wake up, Becky.
John.
You slacked on your duties, dude. She got away, and now we can't keep her anymore, okay?
Listen, I woke up, your bitch was breathing all over me, so...
She's already done her...
This is causing a problem.
She's already ruined the bathroom, and now she's fucking with us mentally, and...
You gotta get rid of her. So, there are my keys, there's a credit card, you got your kit, your bitch. Take care of this,
guys, problem. I was thinking, what if she actually was pregnant? Well, she's...
Dude, don't worry about that, just get rid of her. Just get rid of her.
No, we need to figure it out. We need to figure out if she's actually
pregnant. Pregnancy issue is kind of irrelevant.
There's a pregnancy test. We always have a pregnancy test.
In the Wu Family Survival Kit, you got a pregnancy test?
How else are you supposed to survive, dude?
Okay, whatever, we can test her, sure.
Yeah, well...
Do you know how to work this?
Perfect. I definitely know how to use this. Okay, now I'm going to need you to hold still. And say ah.
Ah.
Beautiful.
Go. Perfect.
Great.
All right, I think we're. This seems like enough time has passed.
If she's pregnant, she's probably very pregnant. So, right. Nurse, could you please read the test results?
You have there.
What is it?
Negative. That means pregnant, right?
Of course,
like negative
means pregnant.
Negative news, right?
Yeah, bad news. Bad news. She's pregnant.
Real baby on our hands. Yeah.
Real baby.
What are we gonna do, man?
Are you 486? Morning after treatment? Services?
No, guys. I'm not gonna let her have an abortion.
John,
I'm not gonna do that.
You've made the most difficult decision in your life.
I have an idea.
Alright?
Yeah. John, you're pro-life, right?
Yeah.
And you would be...
Pro-abortion.
And you're pro-abortion.
So...
So somewhere in the middle is pro-choice.
I'm unfamiliar.
What if we let her decide? Okay, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to let go of her on the count of three. If she runs to Andrew...
I represent the choice of getting an abortion.
Okay. Get an abortion. If she runs to you, you keep the baby.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Come on.
Hey, all right. That's fine.
Come
I'm the father of your child. That's cool.
Come
you can come to me.
Come
hey.
Come here.
Come on. Hey.
No.
Shit.
New plan.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Scissors, cut
that's
paper. I'm going to cut that
is.
Baby right out of that woman's vagina. So.
Hell yeah, he is.
Get ready. Let's pack this shit up and let's hit Buckner's abortion clinic.
Yeah. Bag your bitch and let's roll.
Okay, alright, just checking. Left, that was about the ring. Penis crackling. Hurry up. No laughing, get to class.
I have an appointment with Principal Carrison.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm scared shitless. Catcher in the Rye? That's ominous. I don't read, but people are talking stories.
It's all BS.
You know what happens? When people read Catcher in the Rye, people die. People get shot.
No, people graduate. That's what happens. I know the whole lead and garbage. No, no.
You do what you have to do to keep us safe, just as you do.
This runs on batteries.
Yeah.
I'll get you more batteries. What? More power? You want what? I don't need larger batteries. What? Something with manpower. Like, I'm the man.
You're the man. You keep us safe. Go out there and protect us.
Go out and protect.
Right. You know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, good.
I'm going out there. I'm powerful. I'm a man.
Yeah. You're the man.
I need the right equipment.
You got it.
You got the right equipment. I know what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm picking up the subtle tones that you're dropping.
Okay? Yeah.
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 All right.
Yeah.
Just a little. A little bit of power, extra power.
You'll be really glad when you're in hell. I'm injected with demons. Getting raped by Satan himself. No, you whore. Whore.
You should be right around here somewhere.
All right.
Hey, Andrew, I just realized something.
What's up?
You know, I have had sex now, and Luke has obviously been having sex since he was 3. When are you going to do the fuck-sploration, sir?
Probably today.
Yeah, probably never, right? Yeah, mister.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Nothing, just, you know, we're all on this trip to...
Don't be an asshole, John. All right?
God damn it.
It's John! Stop!
What the hell?
Okay.
Come on.
John, what are you doing?
Hi. Oh. Oh, Mindy.
John, what is going on?
Nothing. No, we heard about the rally. We heard, and we want to help you out.
Oh, no, John, it's okay. It's okay. I got this. No, it's my abortion. I had sex with her, not John. Not him. No, I got this. I got your back.
No, don't do this, John. Tell your friends not to do this.
Okay.
No.
That's fine.
Venus is her feelings, too. Look, you can keep this baby and be happy.
No. Okay. Have you seen her? I cannot keep that baby.
We asked her.
We did pro-choice. We asked her. She didn't want it.
John, this lady's too old to have a baby.
Right, that's why we're aborting it.
She doesn't produce eggs or anything anymore.
Women lay eggs?
Wait.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. She's like 100 years old or something.
Oh, my God.
She's like...
Not only was she sucking my face, okay, but she was also thrusting herself into me, basically grinding.
Please stop, dude. Come on, that's my sister. You can't...
So?
You can't talk like that about my sister.
Dude, I can and I will.
We just fucking hooked
up, dude.
Please, anybody else.
How are you not supporting me, first of all?
We've been trying so hard to get you laid this whole damn trip.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. Now all of a sudden you're trying to cock-block your bro.
Dude, it could turn out really badly, and then you would be heartbroken, and then I wouldn't mop up your tears, ever.
Dude, it's not going to turn out really badly. I'm just trying to bust my nuts.
My sister is not into you like that, okay?
She's obviously into me. Did you see me sucking her face?
She didn't even mean anything by that. You know, she was just really excited.
What,
how
you
accidentally joined the rally. That's it.
You can't accidentally make out.
I have helped you score all the weird old women that you've been after.
Yeah.
I know how you like them old.
That's
There's
true.
One right in there that you should be taking care of, okay? Because she's basically a dog. Can I just say that?
Don't
she's
call
basically...
her a dog. If she heard you right now, okay?
She can't fucking hear me, dude. She's deaf as shit.
That's not true.
If you haven't figured that out by now, then you must be retarded. Right?
So what's your plan? I mean, because you made out with her and everything, but that's not where the road ends, obviously.
I think we're going to go ice skating first.
Was the ice skating her idea?
Oh, yeah. Or... Yeah, definitely.
I don't... Can I see your jacket for a second?
Don't you have... I mean, are you cold? Or?
No, I just want to see your jacket. Can I...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, no, actually, that's... I want to see the book.
Why?
I think you're bullshitting.
What is that supposed to mean?
I think the ice rink is 100% your idea. I think you're only doing it because
Holden Caulfield does it in The Catcher in the Rye.
You're still reading that? Dude, they banned that book.
John, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. First of all,
you're not supposed
you're just
to
like all these other idiots.
Is what you're not supposed to do.
What?
Okay.
No, I'll show you right here.
No, you don't need to do that. The point is that I'm scoring the pool.
Come on,
what happened to me being the pool master?
Look, okay, he takes this girl, Sal.
John,
okay,
look.
Do you know how their date ends? Have you read that far in the book?
I mean, I'm almost
okay,
there.
He doesn't get late. You know that.
I can interpret the book myself. Why don't you just give it back? Give me the book.
Wait, do you think you're Holden Caulfield? Because you're not Holden Caulfield, you know?
Dude, listen. No.
What's the problem?
Look, I wanted to come on this trip, have a good time
you're
with my friends.
Against me.
To be honest, I'm tired of this book.
You were lying to us and telling us that this was all part of your plan,
John,
but it was
John,
just bad.
I don't give a fuck about you and I've never given a fuck about you. Honestly, you want to know why we brought you along? So we wouldn't seem gay, okay? Because the two of us in a motel room together, that'd be pretty fucking gay.
Yeah, but now it's three of us and you're being the gayest one.
I am the leader. I am the leader of this. This is my fucking trip, all right? So you're not gonna fucking give me my fucking book right now.
No, I'm tired of this.
Book, dude.
Luke, give me my fucking
book. I'm not getting
this
book.
I'm gonna do something shit crazy if you don't give me my book.
I wanna see
my book.
Do it.
What?
Bring it on.
He's a fucking virgin.
You mean I'm the only one that...
Yes, you're the only one. You fucked a hobo for no reason. Because of him.
Both of you guys lied to me?
Probably Stev. My name's Stevon.
Okay.
Fuck it, right?
Nobody's followed me. I'm clean trail.
You scared, huh?
Safety first.
Yeah.
You might as well be as safe as possible.
Definitely, man. I mean, kids are fucking crazy nowadays. I saw these children in my neighborhood jerk a homeless man off against his will. He screamed so loud.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know what the fuck I seen.
Okay.
Anyway, look. $400 American dollars. This little bitch right here.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Little bitch?
Could be.
It's my little bitch.
Could be Patty.
Okay.
Could be Roxanne.
I've never held one of these before.
Well, you're holding one right now, so be careful. It's first time for everything.
You at work?
Yeah.
We'll see you at work. We'll have to work if I keep selling that motherfucker shit. Let's see.
You're gonna be the best, Charlie. You're gonna be a hero. Charlie! He saved the school! I saved the school? Where's my award? Because you're in a newspaper, Charlie! You saved the day! Charlie! Hey, everybody! Charlie! And then, after I throw my parade, I'm gonna go up to Jamie. Hey! Librarian girl! Hey! This is my ticket to anything I want! This is my girlfriend now. You know what I want? You! Fuck that girl. Fuck that girl and ass.
Damn it!
Andrew? Ed, you're gonna freeze up this thing. Caramel? Caramel?
Hi, Luke.
Have you seen Andrew by any chance?
Fucking working. Dude, it's not working, man. I don't know what the fuck.
Hey, come here.
Yo, Mike, what's up?
Oh, my fuck.
How's it going? Dude. Hey, man, your lighter, though, dude. Man, it doesn't work.
You fucking stole my lighter?
No, man.
You smoking?
Get in. Come here.
What's going on? What's up, guys?
You got a lighter?
Oh, yeah, it's right here. What are we smoking tonight? Some rocks? Some kind of glass? What are we smoking?
Try it.
Man, I guess I'll take a sample. Well, what's the worst that could happen, right?
Oh. Fuck.
Do you want to, like... I'm gonna hang out sometime, maybe. I get your number or something. We could, I don't know, we could do something.
Yeah, call me.
Really?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. You wanna go to a movie or something when I get back or something like that?
What'll people like think when they see me with, or when they see you with me?
Well, I mean, no one at school is gonna know that you're a prostitute.
So I'll have to get new clothes.
I mean, are these the only clothes you own?
I mean...
You only own one set of clothes and...
I mean, they're all pretty much like this.
What about for, like, lounging around clothes?
Well, I just use, like, my bra and underwear for that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can... I'll get Mike to do something about it.
Really?
I mean, if you really want to see me.
Yeah. Like, for free? Can I hang out with you for free?
Well, I mean, I think you're going to have to pay for the movie.
Well, I mean, obviously I'll pay for the movie, like food or whatever, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you want to, like... I don't know. Do something?
Right now.
Yeah?
You guys are pretty cool.
I've never felt like this before. I've never felt like this. Like this before. I've never felt like this before. Never. Never. Never.
You guys are like my new best friends. Fuck my old friends. You guys are real, you know? Fuck them. But...
You want some more? Okay. What you gonna do for some more rock?
I wanna smoke some more crack.
Come up here. Right? Come up front. Come up front.
Up front? Who are you? Whoa.
What a weird couple of days.
Fuck me, Luke. Fuck me, Luke. Oh my god. Oh my god.
At least you're there for me. I love you.
Oh my god.
I think it's probably time that we just get the hell out of here.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm totally down. We can take her and we can leave.
Honestly, I think the best idea is to just get out, go find Andrew, and dude, I'm sorry, but we're gonna have to drop her off.
Dude, I can't leave her.
We
found each other.
John,
thank you.
It makes no sense to bring her back with us. What would you do with her? Where would you keep her?
I don't know. I would find a place
John,
for her. Find a place.
We belong in suburbia, dude.
I think she can really make it there too.
She
though, you know?
Look at her, John. Look at her.
We could.
She doesn't belong in suburbia. We belong in suburbia.
It's time to go. You go. Just go for it. Just leave and never come back, okay? Just leave me. She's so unhappy here. This is like the worst environment to be in. I mean, would you want to be on a bench your entire life?
Well, no, but I'm not a hobo.
We could put her behind the school. We could put her behind the school, and I could just visit her every day, and she would be so much happier there, man. I mean, she'd be in a gated community. It would be perfect.
I mean, I guess she'd be safer.
Let's do it. Let's go. Let's go together, all right? And we're gonna be like a family again, okay? And you're gonna... Come on. Hey.
Are you sure she wants to go, dude?
Day, all right? It's gonna be great. All right, here we go.
Are you sure she's, like, cool with this?
Yeah. Dude, why don't we just put her in the actual car, okay?
Like, next to me?
Yeah. She's a real human being.
Woo. Okay.
Okay.
She's digging her flask into my nuts.
It's Mindy. Hey, Mindy, what's going on?
John, what is wrong with your friend Andrew?
Are you guys together right now?
I don't know. He asked me to elope with him, and I say no because today's our first date, you know?
Yeah. So, you want to go ice skating now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely we're going to go ice skating.
You said earlier you wanted to, so...
I like your skirt.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have it shows off your cute ass, so...
Thank you.
That's good. Do you want to elope with me?
What?
Do you want to elope with me? Like, do you want to run away from our old lives and get married?
No, not really. We just met each other.
Well, we can get to know each other, like, when we're married.
Well,
we can go to a...
Andrew, this is our first date. We can work on this, but I don't think we should get married.
We can go to a cabin.
You're kidding, right? So sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Okay. Andrew.
He's in a really weird place right now, Mindy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I kept calling his name and he just wouldn't
answer. Okay, I don't know what's going on either, and we're gonna find him, okay? I love you.
I love you too, John.
Andrew? Andrew.
I'm just enjoying a ride. Just leave me alone, dude. You're not part of my life anymore.
Dude,
let me get. It's over between us.
We're going home, okay?
It's over between us.
What are you talking about? You're breaking up with me like, you're fucking gay?
I'm on my own path. I have a new journey. I'm going on a new
journey. I'm getting on this train with you. We're going to talk this out, okay?
We're starting a new chapter in my life.
Look, we're going home, okay?
What?
I'm getting on this train.
I'm not going home, dude. I've given up my old life. This is my new life now.
Andrew.
This is my life now.
We're going home.
This is my life now.
What? This? Riding child trains?
If you want to get on, now's the chance.
Give me $6.
Thank you. I think this is it for me. I think.
What? Riding trains for children?
No, like riding trains. Like trains. That could be my new thing.
How is that a thing? Trains.
Could be a conductor.
You're going through an existential crisis right now. You're just jumping from thing to thing. Catcher in the Rye. Now trains. None of these things are things to build a life from.
You think I'm a loser?
No, I don't think you're a loser.
You gonna cry, baby? I didn't cry.
I never said you cried. I don't care if you cried.
You looked at my book. I wasn't crying.
I didn't.
I had something in my eye.
Dude, I don't fucking care. Let's just go home. This is not the life for us. We are not cut out for this shit.
It was a good ride. It was a good ride.
Why are you so attached to this fucking train?
Sorry, I was a dick.
That's cool. It's fine. It's what friends do, you know?
I think I'm gonna quit smoking.
It's probably a good idea.
I'm really proud of you, man.
It'll be a long, hard road, though.
I hope not.
This looks pretty magical up there.
It really does.
Like an elf.
It's a beautiful elf.
Traveling in the land of elves.
What?
Alright, go whenever.
Alright. Yeah, okay. Never heard this song before.
This is free. Well spoken crap. Boom boom. Captain's ass with my fucking gas. Bitch on the street. Another crash and witness.
Whoa.
Shooter in the teeth. She ain't messing with
you. Shooter there.
Well, dick and a Coke 45.
That's right.
Push, bitch, I'm about to pile drive.
Yeah, pile drive.
Stops in my 20-inch wheels. It's a hate crime. I show Whitey how it feels.
What?
So, rip out a soap and then I'll fuck your esophagus. Swallow my fist. Flip you on your back and then I'll paper cut your taint.
Oh, fuck. I don't want that to happen to anybody.
Boom, boom, that's my gun. I killed another fuck cop.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You're sure it's them? Yes, sir. I'll be right there. Okay. Fuck. Daddy's got the power.
Turn them off. Everyone, underneath your desk. Get down. Get under. All right, good. Put your head down.
Where are
we? Bitch owes us our lives.
God, she's so fucking heavy.
And pull her down this hill.
Okay, great.
Go!
Your brand new home. You're gonna love everything.
Whoa!
Don't take anything out of that bag.
It's a first. Oh my god! You killed her!
I killed who?
I'll kill you! Stop running!
Drake the wives right in front of them. Plus one, kill two, five, a chubby fuck another one. Caucasian blood running down their faces. Cop killers bad, they go all of the races. For every time that your ancestors with me, gonna be it.
Hey dude, I'm at John's house. He's sort of really beat up about the lady. I'm thinking maybe we should say a few words. Just get down here as fast as you can. Bring a poncho.
Hood's up, gang. I really wish that this occasion was a happier one. I wish this was a celebration rather than a mourning period. But you know what, guys? I think that this is a celebration. I think this is a celebration of a creature whose light and generosity has wormed her way into our hearts. When we first went on this trip, I thought that I was going to teach you guys something. But I realize now that you two have taught me some really important lessons.
You know, in a lot of ways, this trip didn't exactly turn out as I had thought that it was going to, but in a lot of ways, it turned out like exactly what I signed up for. I mean, I had sex with a hooker. Like, it actually happened. And let me tell you guys, it is... Oof. Sex, turns out, is exactly how I pretended it always would be.
I see this lady as a sacrifice. Sacrifice for us, you know? She died for us so that we could experience everything that we experienced while we were on this trip. You guys have your problems... And I know that. But now, in the city, I found my own problems that I can deal with. I'll go ahead and say it. I sucked dick for crack. Okay? I did. I sucked dick for rock. And that's something I'm going to have to deal with. You know, it's something I'm still dealing with. I think about it a lot. But I just wanted to thank you guys for giving me that experience and showing me that, you know, maybe there is no book that has all the answers in it, you know? Maybe there is no train you can take to where you belong. Because you're just going to end up back where you start, you know? Right here. Home.
Take it, John.
Amazing grace.
Here you go.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, like me. I once was lost, but now I'm dead.
Call us if you want to catch up. Or...
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail, and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. Shining eyes, the sun.